curse the summer heat. What I wouldn't give for a chance to cool down, even just a fraction. Squinting, I glance upwards at the fading glow of daylight, the offending orb desperately clinging to the skies with its last rays of burning embers. Despite the time of day, the sun beats down on me blisteringly, as though directly punishing me for the thoughts blazing in my mind. Thoughts much hotter than the sweltering pressure enveloping me like the hellish fever of the devil himself. And he knows that there's nothing holy in my intentions. Which is why I find myself at the stoop of this cathedral. As I hover at the grand and imposing arched double doors of this house of the faithful, I can't help but hesitate. I always hesitate. Every single time. Why? What is for many the entrance to their salvation, the threshold to absolution, is for me but the start of my fall from grace. So now, I am once again at judgment's door. Is today the day where this becomes a gateway to the divine? Or will this again be my admittance into the profane? With only one way to find out, I grip the large iron wrought handle and push. The peace and calm of this sanctified space should feel comforting. It should act as an anchor, as a beacon for the scraps of purity still left inside me. Far from it, though. The silence simply creates a blank, dark canvas for the turmoil scorching in my veins. Louder even are the urges and musings of the licentious fiends within me. Despite the glacial air cooling the sweat on my skin, my body heats with the familiar thrumming need for you. But where are you? I delve deeper into the sanctum, slowly and on edge. Too many times have I disgraced these hallowed grounds with my presence. Yet my echoing footsteps mimic those of a lost child as though it were my first visit. I anxiously take in the no longer welcoming hall of prayers that I am in, my eyes wandering over everything I see. The stone pillars, the wooden pews, then up at the stained glass depictions of old scholars and saints. They used to bring me solace. But now, all I see are the disapproving glares of those that wish for my return to the inferno below. As the summer sun shifts ever lower, I notice how the dregs of her crimson rays claw through these colorful windows, warping the faces and casting an eerie ruby glow over everything around me. Is this a premonition? Perhaps a glimpse of my future after this lifetime? Oh, you're here after all, just like you always are. The sight of you should frighten me, yet it does not. Nevertheless, I feel the authority you hold here in your master's home. Your tall form moves with resolute purpose, black cassock swaying as you stalk towards me. The flash of white at your throat arrests me, the way it does every time I catch a glimpse of it, an ever-present symbol of what exactly it is that I am doing here. And those eyes. I'm convinced you can see the fragmented, tar-soaked leftovers of my soul with those merciless eyes. Glinting with possessiveness, they drag their way down from my damp brows to the curves of my shape, then back up to my lips as I unconsciously lick them. Like every time before this, my nerves are fighting a losing battle, and I see you notice the fidgeting of my fingers. Suddenly self-conscious, I clench my fists to my side in an attempt to collect myself. My own eyes downcast, I say the words that hammer the final nail of wicked resolve onto the cross of my lust. Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned, and I will sin again, and again, and again. Daring to look back at you, I see your gaze darken, and your previously stoic face turned primal as you close the distance between us with slowing, heavy footfalls. My breathing shallows when you stop mere inches from me. Your face tilts down to mine, and with a sigh, my eyes flutter closed, waiting for that inevitable brush of your lips that seals our fit. Your fingers constrict around my throat, and my vision is filled with the unsmiling visage of your face. Though you give no sound, your desire is a scream that vibrates through my being. I see the silent war that you are fighting, the same war that rages within me. Raised to be good, yet forced to give into temptation. Whoever said temptation was the sweetest sin was not only a liar, but also a heretic. There is nothing sweet about temptation. It is simply pure, unadulterated agony, which speaks of what we cannot yet have, yet must consume before it is us that is devoured. But submission, surrender, that is sweeter than any honeyed apple ripe for the picking. With a groan, I witness your own surrender as your resolve breaks and you drag me towards you. Tainted euphoria fills me at the sensation of your lips on me. The burning ache of my desperation for you engulfs me like a wildfire. Your pious mouth laying claim to mine. Barely conscious of our movements, I'm possessed by the feel of your invasion into me. The sudden cut of cold, sharp stone on my back startles me into awareness, and I open my eyes to find myself pressed against the altar at which you hold mass every day. With detached frenzy, you hoist me onto it and pull me to the edge, digging your fingers into the soft flesh of my exposed thighs as the skirt of my sundress slides towards my waist. Gone are the moments for waiting or anticipating. Now there is urgency in how we move. Your hands sliding up to remove my already soaked panties, and my legs opening to the darkness of your attention. I feel your hands widen my legs even further with an unyielding push, laying me bare to you. Listening, pulsing, ready. A subtle shift of my hips is all it takes for you to begin your feast with hedonistic abandon. A guttural cry leaves my lips at the sudden assault. Your tongue carves fiery patterns into my pussy until I'm quivering and gasping. Writhing on the altar of your worship, I grasp your hair, urging you closer to where I need you. Without pause, you find my hands with yours and hold them down fast. I whine and glance down, meeting your disapproving eyes. I know. I hold no power here. At this moment, I am nothing but the object of your idolatry. The forbidden fruit of your obsession. In the confines of this godless house, you are my master. The one who gives, the one who receives, and the one in control. As though sensing my acceptance, your eyes soften with pride and you groan your pleasure into me and finally rewarding me with the soft flicks of your tongue against my clit. My moans reach a fevered, manic pitch, thighs quivering, my body strung tight, ready for release. No! With one firm lick, you retreat, gasping, running your tongue over your own lips, giving me another low sound of hunger. This one deeper, darker. Before I can unceremoniously beg for more, You reach into your robes and I hear the telltale sounds of your belt buckle clinging as you free yourself. For what feels like seconds and eons at the same time, we stare at each other, breathless and burning. My mouth salivates as I watch you stroke yourself. Every inch of your cock was destined to give me pleasure, just as I was made to give you yours. I feel wetness drip from me and I whine again, tilting my hips in wanton circles. Please, please fuck me. Your lips quirk in amusement at my shameless plea, and your cock twitches in response to my need for you. You come forward, joining me on top of the altar, finding your position between my legs with practiced ease. I instinctively wriggle as you grasp my wrists and put your weight on them over my head. There was no mistaking that I would be the sacrificial lamb today, and I will be taken how and when my shepherd deems I should be. You drag your cock through the mess between my legs, the blunt, thick head quickly soaked enough to be pushed in. Our eyes meet. Yours unyielding, mine undoubtedly begging. And you thrust home. My moans and cries mingle with your own, creating a sacrilegious cacophony of lust which has no place in the house of God. The echoes of our sin ring through this hall of worship, our reverence for one another reaching heights beyond that of any celestial being, beyond light and dark, beyond good and evil. There is only us, our quickly mounting pleasure, and the impending culmination that will all but bite further into the wound of the treachery to our faith. Movements become quicker, breaths shallower, the chase for our climax, the sole focus of our existence. Just that little bit more. Please. Oh, please. Oh, yes. Wetness coats my lower body as you grind your pelvis into mine, and the cord inside me snaps. I scream my release to the heavens, sob out my pleasure to the saints, and gasp out my venerations to you. I feel your cock plunge into me one more time before you shudder and choke out your own climax. Bodies heaving in the aftermath of our transgression. The inferno inside us slowly dissipates as we share a look of concern for the choices of the other. With a small, timid smile, I convey my reassurance to you. The return of your own hesitant nod of validation does nothing to alleviate the instant loss I feel when you slide away from me and return to the ground, all too quickly looking like the epitome of piety. I slip down from the altar, attempting to compose myself in similar fashion, but sweat once again covers my disheveled body in a reflective sheen, the tangled dress bunched in sticky wrinkles over my torso. The evidence of our affair trickles down my legs, and I squeeze my thighs together, biting my lip at the soreness left behind by you. The air surrounding us is no longer that of a frigid cathedral, but instead, a sultry, searing balm. A comfortable, caressing entity promising more. Promising an unfinished chapter. Another unfinished chapter? With a final desperate groan, we share one more lingering kiss. A union so passionate it rivals that of what transpired on the altar moments ago. Like each time before this, it hints at the possibility of this being the last time. The final goodbye. The end. We both know this is not true. We both know that this is an ongoing deception to ourselves and our vows to those who have trusted us with them. All too soon, we move apart. Yearning and unsaid nothings hovering between us. Then, with shameful fluidity, we turn away from each other. my hurried footsteps echoing emptily in the expanse of the space, giving myself no time to think or question or otherwise falter in my movements. I pull the doors open and step into the coolness of the night. The shock of cool air startles me, and I inhale deeply. Gone is the crushing oppression of the season's warmth. Longingly, I think back to its embrace earlier, how it ended up fueling my excitement, my desire, my love. No, I cannot say that. I will not say that. I am deep into the path of my damnation. There is no mistaking that. And as always, I am too weak and too wretched to do anything about that other than to come here and share my rot with you. So I do what I always do afterwards and leave, waiting for another day to descend us both further from salvation. Shaking my head, I allow a single scalding tear to escape. Curse these cold summer nights.